Who's going to call the meeting to order? We have the financial reports, by the way.
Oh, no, we're going back to the gold standard. I'm telling you that right now.
Excellent. Good.
So it's all agreed.
It's all agreed.
We're taking it all out of Bitcoin.
Yep.
If we can get it.
Okay. Hey, what do you know about hackers?
Yeah, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Stump the band. The Maori All Blacks.
Yes.
Before they do a rugby match, they do a haka.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start doing that?
Yeah, well, we could start doing that. But I don't know if that's culturally insensitive for us as non-Maoris.
A lot of non-Maoris are doing that now.
Doing a haka?
Yeah. I don't know. Because it's now intimidating.
I guess the problem is if we were to do a haka.
Yeah.
And we went, whoa! Right, is that culturally insensitive because we don't know what we're saying? Is that even a word in the Maori language?
Hmm.
I'm thinking of for our New Zealand listener.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Let's do this. I'm going to do a count.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah.
And then we'll all go, huh!
Right.
And that'll be our Gentleman of Elegant Leisure haka.
That'll be our haka.
Okay.
Right.
Huh! There we go.
Okay.
Hello, cocktail fans, and welcome to the Comrades of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave. Isn't that what it's called? Oh, it's a gentleman.
It's the gentleman. I'm Jason.
Yeah.
And I am Comrade Fred.
Hello, Fred. Greetings. We are broadcasting live from Gulag 13. There has never been a successful escape from Gulag 13.
And there never will be.
No. It's true.
It's true.
I'm not gonna.
No, he's not playing along.
No. I have to start like that to.
Look at you!
Suddenly, here we are all doing it.
We are all here. Look at that.
That is so funny.
So funny.
All people will laugh.
Oh yes.
All the people.
You know, in Soviet Russia, joke tells you.
Oh, hello, Yakov Smirnov, if you're listening.
Drop us a line.
Yeah, drop us a
here,
line.
You do accent.
Yes.
In Soviet Russia, accent does you.
Blast from the
makes
past.
Makes you think about that, doesn't it? A little bit.
Indeed it does.
Yes. Well, anyways.
And happy pre-Valentine's Day to you two lovely gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're combining. Well, I guess the theme is the color red.
It is.
Because cocktail-wise,
sure.
We're going for a reddish, pinkish-reddish color.
Yes, which I think we might have done in our previous years.
I did.
Pink drinks, right?
Yeah, but that was exclusively for Valentine's. But this is also working towards a socialist utopia. Envisioned by the communists.
Sure.
Because we're making a communist cocktail tonight.
We are. Valentine's.
And communism. Nothing communism. Goes together quite like that.
Yes, that's what.
That's because what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. That's
it's a sharing kind of a thing. Right.
So it's getting married or being in a relationship is a little bit like communism.
St. Valentine, he scared the snakes out of
Poland?
Poland, right?
Yeah,
that's the story of St. Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was locked up somewhere.
Was he?
No.
And he wrote Valentine love things to probably his girlfriend?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's a sketchy
story. We really
should have looked that up.
Mm. Let's go back to St. Patrick chased the snakes.
That one I know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that based on fact? Do they not have any snakes in Ireland?
They have no snakes in Ireland.
They have no snakes.
And so they have to come up with a reason.
Yeah.
I see. They reverse engineered a reason.
That's what they did.
Wow. Now, what would happen if you went there with a couple of snakes?
They'd knock you in the head with a shillelagh, I think.
Speaking of culturally insensitive.
No.
Or some other club. Some other blunt instrument. I don't think they'd be happy.
The shillelagh.
But the shillelagh is the weapon of choice of the Irish.
Of course.
Constabulary.
I want to do some research. I think they have snakes in Ireland.
Okay. The famous Irish rattler.
Should we wait?
You know, like a garter snake. They have all that lovely green.
Well, there's lots of places for snakes to hide. I guess nobody's really looking.
It's like snake heaven.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Right.
Yeah, lots of green grass.
Yeah,
all over the place.
If I was a snake, I'd love to be in Ireland.
Now that spring is here, almost.
There you go.
So, you, Dave Coyne, you are the instigator of these drinks.
I am.
Yeah.
Am I?
Are you?
You kind of are.
Well, I suggested the communist. Not that I'm saying I have any leanings.
No, but you're subtly trying, and as the Democrats start to warm up their runs in the U.S., you're trying to get the progressive socialism or whatever. Social, what do they call them? Social Democrats?
Yeah. Social Democrats, I think is what they call
them. Plus the hammer and sickle pin he's wearing, which is...
What? I thought I put that away.
I think I have a hammer and sickle pin.
I think I do, too.
Yeah. Yeah. If we have time, maybe you can tell us your uncle's East German story. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see if we have time.
We have time. It's kind of lengthy, but I.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a good one to tell?
I don't know.
It's not a bad one.
No.
I think I don't have the details right, but it's still a good story.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to squeeze it in.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, I'm sure one of your uncles will call you to correct you afterwards.
That's right. Yeah. I'm just wondering, I could use a different name, or I don't have to use a name. I could just say my uncle.
Yeah. Keep them guessing.
What were you going to do?
I was going to give addresses. I was going to,
email.
Where he works.
I'm going to put a map online.
You'll often find him at about 4 o'clock every afternoon. He goes to the Max to pick up a newspaper.
Yeah.
So.
As if there's an evening newspaper. I mean, really.
Oh, that's why we all went quiet. Because we all sort of... forgot what it was like to get an evening newspaper.
Yeah. Remember that?
I used to love an evening newspaper.
Oh, did you?
The best. Yeah.
What section would you go to? The comics first?
Go right to the comics.
Oh, sure. Right.
Although in my heyday...
Mm-hmm.
when
was that?
It was in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were awesome.
It was when Doonesbury came back.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but you guys might, because you're a couple of smart fellers. Mm-hmm. Doonesbury refused to be shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
They continued to shrink comic strips over the years.
Yeah.
They used to be huge.
Yeah.
They used to have a separate paper that was just comic strips. And so they kept shrinking it. But Doonesbury said, no, if you're going to run mine, you run it at this size.
Right.
And so the Vancouver Sun moved Doonesbury to the editorial page.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm. And so I would read it first on the editorial page. Well, first I'd read Herman on the front.
Yeah, of course. You can't miss Herman.
I wonder what happened to that guy. What's that guy's name? Jim Unger?
No, I thought Jim Unger was the guy that did the cat. Didn't he? Who did the... No. Garfield. No, who's Garfield?
Jim Davis.
I get my Jims mixed up. No. I'm sorry.
Goodness, how could you mix up Jim Davis and Jim Unger?
I don't know.
Rube.
So I'd read Herman, then I'd go to the editorial page, and I'd read Doonesbury, and then it was, where's the entertainment section in the comics?
Yeah.
There you go.
And then the obituaries.
What?
I was a very sullen teen.
Always looking on the dark side of things.
I was always curious to see how my revenge plans were working.
Slowly poisoning your fellow classmates.
What's the statute on that? The limitations?
There is no statute of limitations in Canada.
Oh, really? No. On anything?
No.
Aren't we great?
Really?
That's pretty super.
So you can be caught for anything at any time.
Exactly.
Just
what have you done?
Just letting it spill onto the podcast.
Yeah. Much like a communist regime.
Yeah.
They forgive nothing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a segue?
Dave has a segue.
I heard his buzzing noise.
Skateboard.
That's your hearing aid.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so
we're going. What are we doing first then?
I don't know.
So we're doing. Sorry.
No, you go.
Oh, we haven't even said what we're doing.
Well, we said we're doing the communist cocktail, and then we're doing the secret cocktail.
The secret cocktail. Mm-hmm. That's because nothing says Valentine's like communism and secrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do the communist first.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a great idea.
And this is going to come from our old friend whom we've never met.
Oh.
Ted Haig.
Ted Haig.
From his vintage
seminal work.
See, come up with another book. It's really time for him to come up with another book, isn't it?
Yeah, or at least a revised edition of the original one.
Yeah.
The lazy man's way of vintage spirits and forgotten cocktails.
Yeah.
It is a great book, but you'd be updating that.
But maybe we've forgotten other drinks we didn't even know about.
It could be.
Mm.
Who knows?
You know what? I don't mind using this book. But I also hate using this book.
Yes.
And the reason that I hate using this book is I think there actually is a website out there where a guy went through every recipe in this book.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're sort of following along in that guy.
Yeah, but he's doing a blog. This he's is doing a podcast. Blog. We're in a completely different medium.
Says, yeah, but I didn't have this, so I used that.
Does he say that?
Yeah, I read a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, then that's...
he's doing his own thing.
That's why I don't hate using this book, but I still hate using
it. Well, there's other books.
That's all right. This is a great book,
this
and we all
the,
have it.
This is the intro. This is your intro.
Is this the preamble?
It might be the preamble. No, the intro. The preamble is after the intro. But no, this is how you start. And then you get, you know, all the other books that you've bought. But I think this is a great professor. I think for people, and by people I mean, you know, not us.
Right. Can I borrow your copy of the book? No, actually, no, I'll borrow. Where's Dave's copy?
It's right here. It's right here in my hand.
Oh, all right.
But no, I think if you're thinking about it, if you're listening to this podcast or watching us on the YouTube, this is the book to start with because it's got a nice smattering. It's got a little bit of history and some resources, although a lot of the stuff that they say you can't get, you can get now.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's how the book has gone.
Yeah. Because all the guys have been, you know, strong-arming all the manufacturers to make all these weirdo liqueurs and tinctures and whatnot.
Yeah, now the new ones, now you can't get those tinctures.
No.
You can't buy anything anymore.
No, because you're all making them.
Everything's made from scratch.
Yeah.
So there's not much on the communist other than Ted saying it's from a forgettable cocktail book called Cocktail Parade.
Yes, from 1933.
Yes.
It's in fact, he says it's a crude and otherwise quite forgettable cocktail pamphlet. Crude.
Crude.
The language in it is just... I'm shocked.
And people said, well, somebody pondered, well, shouldn't they be a vodka cocktail? But in the 30s, you couldn't get vodka really readily in North America. So it is a gin-based
cocktail. And gin is just vodka grown up anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. You start with vodka, then you throw stuff into it to make it palatable, or at least give it a bit of flavor.
Or palatable. A lot of people pronounce it palatable.
I think it's the British say palatable.
Yeah.
Well, then let's see what's in it. It's got an ounce of gin.
Yeah.
And you brought Queensborough small batch dry gin.
Yeah.
Proudly distilled and hand bottled by Central City Brewery. Proudly? Come on. It's just a business.
I've talked to them. They're pretty proud.
Are they pretty proud?
Oh, they like to point things out. They've got awards. Actually, I put in quotation marks. They're not actual. They're awards without quotation marks.
Oh, yeah. Double gold. Double gold. Now, what is this? Who's giving out a double gold? You can't go to the Olympics and get double gold.
Well, you do if you participate in two events.
Oh, but is that what that means?
Yeah, that's what that means. They won
two golds at one event.
Yes.
I don't know.
You sound like you're doubtful.
I don't get out very often, so all these rules are new to me.
So they're going to be at Science of Cocktails later this week.
Oh, and will they bring their Queensborough small batch dry gin?
I think it'd be foolish if they didn't.
Do they use the British Columbia's finest spruce tips?
Yes. Where are they from?
Yeah, where do you get the finest spruce tips?
Well, they're just spruce tips. It's by definition their finest because they're from British Columbia.
Oh, of course. Where the spruce was invented.
Yes.
Back in 1972. 70? A lot of people don't know that.
No.
72.
It's relatively recent.
You know what would be a nice tree? A spruce, somebody said.
Yeah.
And they said, like the spruce goose? And they went, shh. We just developed it in 1972. And Rocky Mountain juniper berries. Oh, my God. I had Rocky Mountain juniper berries once.
Did you? How were they?
Oh, it's painful. It's itchy and painful.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I got it camping in the Rocky Mountains. Was that a rim shot? Anyway, so we're going to use an ounce of gin, an ounce of orange juice, what I freshly squeezed this very afternoon.
All right, from a what?
From an orange.
Oh, that explains the color.
Yeah, I got an ounce.
Are you sure?
I actually got 2 ounces.
Oh, yeah?
But I drank the other ounce.
Well, what?
Oh, wow.
Well, you're drinking orange juice now.
I was drinking that because it was freshly squeezed.
Oh, why not? Yeah. Who wouldn't?
And it was only an ounce.
That's the benefit of making your juices fresh. You have a little extra on the side. A little something.
Oh,
something.
I got a little extra on the side, too. Actually, I don't.
Actually, oh, good.
And it calls for cherry brandy. Now, he likes cherry hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like cherry hearing.
Yeah.
I like cherry hearing so much that I used up my cherry hearing last year on something else. So I've got out the old Bowles cherry brandy from Holland.
Which is yours? Show us that to the camera.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam what?
Damn. Sorry.
Screw you.
Amsterdam. as we should call it.
Yeah.
It's a family show.
It is.
Amsterdam, the kids. Holland,
mm-hmm.
The Netherlands. It's the only country that everything's wrong in. The Dutch live in Holland,
mm-hmm.
which is the Netherlands. Mm. And don't even get me started on the Spanish Netherlands, because I don't know nothing about them either. And 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lemon juice, what we're going to squeeze right here live on the show.
Oh.
From one of these.
How are you going to do that?
I brought my pincer squeezers.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I don't know what it's called, but I got it here. So, let's put this guy together. A communist for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I'm going
to
cut this right now.
Is there a Valentine's Day song?
Oh, there should be a Valentine's Day song. You're
happy
right.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
No, that's just happy birthday, isn't it?
No, because I can't get the notes right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, no. It wasn't anywhere near it.
No. So... he can't sue me.
No.
Nope. No. Prove it. That's what I say. See?
What do we need of this? We need 3/4 of an ounce. And this is the new one that has the ounces all in the wrong spots. Get a clue, Oxo, when you make another jigger. We need to be able to see the ounces easier. And look at that.
Yeah, I mean, the Valentine's Day song is no Happy Reaper, but it's still pretty good.
Happy Reaper?
Who's the Happy Reaper?
I don't know that one either.
No? You sang that one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, didn't I? In the last episode.
I only know Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't you listen to our episodes?
I sure do. Hey, did you listen to the episode?
Not all the way through, because at the end, I've been working on my dialogue for the play I'm in.
You're not just making up dialogue again, are you?
Well,
we got in trouble last time.
It's confusing. If I have to remember somebody else's dialogue, that's hard. How do you do that?
I don't know.
So, anyway, so I haven't listened to it all the way through because I've been sort of focusing on that. But hopefully next week I'm going to relax and start listening to the podcast and the radio. Is there still radio?
There was.
It's just clinging on. It's like a newspaper. Barely there.
Like a newspaper.
I'd like a newspaper.
I like a newspaper.
I could do with a newspaper.
Oh, it's a nice pop from the Queensboro gin. How's that smelling?
Well, sprucey. Cousin Sprucey. An ounce of gin. This is a very nice gin. I'm going to give the Queensboro boys that.
You'll give them that?
I'm going to give them that. I'm giving them triple gold, as far as I'm concerned. And now here's where the red comes in. This half ounce of cherry brandy.
Oh, right.
Which is... it's going to make everybody happy.
I'm happy.
Are you? See, that's worked already.
Yeah, no, it's...
Just by having it in the room.
I'm excited. And you got the bowls?
I got the bowls. I grabbed the bowls by the horn. Gold, eh?
That is. Oh, there he is up.
He's around the first corner.
What now? Got the black stretch.
Chilled my hands. I got blisters on my fingers.
Chilled my hands?
Yep. He's a cousin to Pete My Pants. Famous
right.
Hockey player. Well, look at that. There's not remotely red at all. It is a yellowy orange drink.
And yet, if you look at the picture, well, it's upside down.
It's a picture.
Yeah.
Maybe they had oranger. Maybe it's like a blood orange or something. I don't know.
Did you forget an ingredient?
I did not.
Are you sure?
You've done it before.
There's only 4 ingredients to put in there. And
those are them.
I just think that the... maybe that's why he likes cherry herring and Photoshop.
Maybe communists believe that red is so yesterday. And, you know, they decided to update their image.
It is pretty 1930s.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. When you take a picture of it, when that red light shines on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That's our red. Huh.
That is funny, isn't it? Here, I'm going to go. I'm going to grab this one.
You take that one. Davey, for you.
Whiffy poo.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like much of anything, but not in a bad way.
Orange sometimes sort of... numbs some drinks. It just overwhelms them with its oranginess.
His actual quote from the book says, "This enjoyable number with the unforgettable name, derived from a crude and otherwise quite pamphlet, as photographers say, though, it just takes one picture. and Photoshop to
and Photoshop to get the color you want.
But it's the communist.
Mm-hmm. Here you go, comrades. Comrade. Long live socialism.
Destroy it, or something, or the whatever.
Sure, the Marx brothers here. Karl and Crazy Marx.
Yeah, Karl was the least funny of all the Marx brothers, don't you think?
He was.
He's always going on about political diatribes.
He didn't like that Groucho got paid more than the rest of the Marx brothers. Says, the proletariat is...
I'm thinking about this thing. Can you name all the Marx brothers?
Sure.
Can you? I can't. I only know Groucho, Harpo...
Zeppo, Chico.
Oh, Zeppo, Chico. There you go. That's
and right. Is there a fifth one?
Yeah.
Myron?
Marky.
Zeppo, and there was an... I thought there was another one. There might not be another one.
Zeppo was only in a couple. And the fifth one, if there was one, wasn't in any.
If you're a fan of the Marx Brothers and you want to hear a lot about the Marx Brothers,
yeah.
My cousin Dave, who does the Sneaky Dragon podcast, he and Ian Boothby also did a Marx Brothers podcast.
Oh, we should listen to that next time before we're going to talk about them.
Yes. We'll just redirect people there. I'll put a link at the bottom of the blog post at www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. And go check out their podcast.
Sure, why not?
Because they know how to do it.
Do they?
They got two microphones.
But they're so long.
Oh, yeah. The last one I was on was 3 hours and 10 minutes.
That's too long.
Yeah. Lawrence of Arabia is shorter. Wow. So what do we think of the drink?
What do you think of the communists? Are you sold?
I think I'll stick with capitalism.
Yeah. It's Midland.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
The orange isn't particularly orangey,
mm-hmm.
which I'm surprised because I just said how much orange overpowers a drink. Not on this one.
Right. Do you get any orange on the nose? Does it smell like orange?
It's certainly not sweet at all.
No.
Was that really a lemon?
It was a 12.
Well, you had lemon juice. What's in this again?
It's got gin,
mm-hmm.
orange juice,
yep.
equal parts of those,
yep.
then only a half ounce of cherry brandy,
mm-hmm.
and 3/4 ounce of lemon juice.
Hmm.
And so there's a lot of room for tart to come through.
Lemon juice is
very
really
tart.
Right in this one.
All right. Well, just like communism, it can be a little tart.
Yeah. It's an acquired taste.
There's no one flavor that really comes through, and they don't sort of mix.
Interesting. Is it too much spruce? Should we have used Tanqueray gin?
More spruce. Maybe less lemon.
Right. That is a lot of lemon. What if it was all equal, I wonder? What if it was an ounce of gin, an ounce of orange juice, an ounce of the cherry brandy, and an ounce of lemon juice?
I'm a big fan of equal time for everybody.
You are. It's like a communist.
I know.
See, even the ingredients of the communist aren't communist.
Mm-hmm. And the cherry brandy, it's disappeared.
Right.
I think.
I kind of like it.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, you've come around on it.
Yeah.
Oh, very like well, it. Comrade. You see, this is how it works.
Do not listen to this bourgeoisie pig. He knows nothing.
This is why communism is insidious.
Oh, yeah.
At first, everybody's on it, but before long, Fred's going to be extolling the virtues
Maybe
of this.
Maybe. If you like lemon.
I mean, I wouldn't want much more than this.
Yeah.
Right,
but I can certainly finish it. No problem.
It seems like it's boozy lemon juice to me, but not in a sort of a lemonade kind of a way.
Comrade, boozy lemon juice.
Boozy lemon juice.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's growing on me. It's not.
Well,
it's
then,
growing on me.
We're gonna come back to my question that I now ask, since I'm not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm. Oh, heavens! Somebody's cell phone. would you, had you ordered this in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
would you order this again?
No.
Well, again, we come back to that argument about I don't want to order the same cocktail twice because
right.
I want to try something else. I probably would not order again in one evening.
Right, but if you came back to the restaurant a month later, would you say, I'm going to get me a communist because that's how I start out my evening of fun?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
But we'll compare it to the next drink.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then you'll say, would you order that one again, or would you rather have a communist?
I already know the answer.
Why, have you had the secret cocktail? We're only calling it... Sorry, go on.
I had it two nights ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know we were doing it on the show?
Knew. It was before. And so when I got the message, I said, yeah.
You should have dumped it out right then and there. Mm. Now, I'm only calling it the secret cocktail because that's what they call it in the book, right?
Mm. But because the name is off-putting for
it
people.
It is. Unlike the communist.
Yeah, the communist people order all day long. But the secret cocktail is so named by Teddy.
Yes, because he thinks it deserves a better chance than what people give it because of the thing we do.
I mean, it's not even that easy to make in Canada because, of course, the Applejack is so hard to get.
Right. Ish. And yet it's not. But it's not really for us.
It's
and in fact, it's even easier for us to get
it North
now.
Van, right? Do they have it in North Van?
I think they have it down at Legacy, too.
Yeah. That's a 40-minute drive. Are you crazy?
What he says, just so you know, the real name of this drink is not the secret cocktail, which is what I just said. He's just plagiarized me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. He says, I will eventually reveal its rightful title, but be forewarned, it has two characteristics that scare people to death.
Yeah.
The name, mm-hmm. It is enough to send virtually all men and most women running away screaming.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might be overstating that.
They'll quietly run the other direction.
Oh, okay. And it's got egg white in it.
That'll send me running in the other direction.
Exactly, because you're scared of eggs.
I just don't like eggs.
A lot of people don't know this, but Dave was attacked by an ostrich egg when he was a child, and he has not liked eggs ever since. Yeah. But he'll have one for you, dear listener.
Yes, for his art.
For his art.
He will do it.
But anyway, so it's got a raw egg in it, which scares people. Although I don't know how often, I guess on most menus now, if you've got a raw anything in it, you got to put a little blur.
It's at the bottom. Yeah. It says, there's no screwing around. Especially in the States where their eggs are notoriously rife with bacteria.
I think the text is accompanied by a skull and crossbones, isn't it?
Yes. Poisonous.
Poisonous.
Do not eat.
Remember the Orange Julius? You got to get an egg in your Orange Julius?
Yes. I was laughing about that just recently.
Yes, I had it every time. I said, this is great.
And did you ever get it with the shell in it?
No.
Because they would do that as well.
No, I never wanted to pay the extra for the shell.
I'll have the other guy's shell. Could I have no egg but only shell? Yeah. And, of course, it's funny because everybody around the world, except for North America, keeps their eggs at room temperature, and they're fine.
Mm-hmm. They seem to be growing people like crazy everywhere.
But for some reason, North America, eggs are kept at sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah.
And, anyway. So wherever you are in the world, maybe our friend Hayden that listens from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they just pick up eggs right off of the ground.
Yeah, he's just on his way off to work. He'll just look down and say, there's an egg. Put it in his pocket for later. I know I would.
I would. I have, in fact. I found a little robin's egg when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I forgot all about it.
Oh.
And then I had a really sticky pocket.
Oh.
I think I said a little baby robin popped out of your pocket.
I did not know. That would have been a better story.
Yeah,
like 6 weeks later, a robin flew out of my pocket. But no, 6 weeks later, I said, what is in my pocket? Why I put that egg. Now, to be fair,
yes,
I think it was already damaged when I picked it up.
Okay.
They usually are, because they fall out.
But there is a chance that it was perfectly fine when I put it in my pocket. Mm. But probably not healthy. But it was probably, anyway, don't worry.
Now I'm going to think about nothing else than Robin that could have been.
So we're going to make the secret cocktail. When does he reveal it? Not till page 2?
Yeah, page 2.
Okay. He says it's similar to a Clover Club.
Which we could do another day.
Right. He says the secret cocktail is not a Clover Club. Well, I don't even know what's in a Clover Club. Is it in the book?
I think it just has lemon juice in it, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah, this has dry gin. This has Applejack, which is an apple brandy. Fate in New Jersey is the pride of New Jersey.
It certainly is.
We are using Laird and Companies because they're the only people that make Applejack.
They've been making it since George Washington. I think they gave the recipe to George Washington.
Yeah. Around 1760, George Washington discovered this unique beverage, asked for and received the Laird family recipe, and soon introduced Applejack to the Virginia colony. 1760, so this is before he's a general.
Oh, yeah, he's just an itinerant nobody.
Sure.
He's a drunk.
Just a friendly old guy that owns a lot of slaves. You know, George Washington.
What?
Yeah.
No, that last part.
He owned a lot of slaves.
No.
Sure.
The father of
He could not tell a lie.
Well, I guess it. Well, then it must be true.
Yeah. Selected, blended, and bottled by the Laird Company in Scobieville, New Jersey. Scobieville sounds cute, and I bet it's like just an industrial area, right?
Oh, yeah.
If we looked
yeah.
at Scobieville, it would be nothing but
Scooby-Dooby-ville. That's what I want to go to.
So we got 1.5 ounces of dry gin, 1/2 ounce of applejack, the juice of 1/2 a lemon, which is why I kept that other 1/2 of a lemon.
I was wondering why you kept that other 1/2 of a lemon. Now I know.
1 egg white, what I squeezed fresh this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, with your egg white squeezer.
My egg white squeezer. I ate the yolk.
With what?
A fork.
Yep. Did you cook it?
I did cook it.
Oh, okay.
I mixed it with another egg.
Oh, what other egg?
A related egg.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could be awkward. You don't want to have 2 unrelated eggs together in the same pan.
And then 2 dashes of real pomegranate grenadine.
Is that real pomegranate grenadine?
This is so... It says grenadine concentrate syrup, vitamin C, and just a kiss of sodium benzoate.
Which is perfect for Valentine's Day.
Maybe we should have put that in the communist.
Yeah, should have.
Put that in your communist and smoke it.
So, and that's a syrup. Because I bought a couple of grenadines recently, and they seem about to have the same consistency as water.
Right.
Not so much syrup as water.
Really?
Yeah, but just, I don't know, just seems like there's no syrup.
I thought it was always served as a thick syrup.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But the last 2 I bought one, and I thought, well, this can't be right, so I bought another one.
Oh, it was the same?
It was the same. I bought the other one because I said, well, they're both the same, and I might as well have a spare.
Oh.
It always seems to me that the more natural they're advertising it, the runnier it is.
Oh, so I'm good then?
Yeah, I think if you got, like, nonsense grenadine, it's nice and thick.
Oh,
but if you get real stuff, it's almost like pomegranate juice.
But I guess I like pomegranate juice, really, don't I?
Do you?
It's for the flavor, right? Isn't that what it's for? Is it just color?
I think sometimes it's color.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's sweetness, because the syrup is probably sweeter than...
Wine?
Well, it's definitely sweeter than wine.
Because
sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine. That was awful.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait to hear the singing in my show.
Oh, are you singing in the show?
Well, that's still up in the air. I am, so right now I am kinda, and by kinda I mean not very good.
Right. Not this show.
And they have, not this show.
No.
I don't know, they have a sort of singing, along with famous, tenors, which is a really bad idea. Like, if I was singing along with somebody who wasn't very good.
Right.
I'd probably sound good.
Sure, like if I was singing and you were singing, they'd say, oh, that Fred, he's good.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have that other guy sing at all. He's awful.
Yeah, and I'm standing next to a lady person who sings, and I throw her off to start with.
The stage?
Well, she's a pain in the neck.
That's the Applejack, right?
There's the Applejack.
Oh,
yes, hit the bottom. I said, I'm not a singer. I don't know notes. I can only, if I hear somebody else sing, I can sort of approximate that noise.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was always a danger, right? Because you're trying to sing harmony, but you'd sing along with the person that you're standing next to and say, unless you're singing harmony.
Yeah. Well, I think the three tenors who this show is sort of modeled after, they didn't sing. They didn't harmonize.
The three famous tenors?
The three famous tenors.
Like, I thought Let Me a Tenor was, like, old.
Oh, it is, but it's a play. So there's three tenors in this show.
Right.
And they're doing concert. But when you have three tenors singing together, they're not harmonizing.
No.
They're all singing the same notes.
I guess.
I think.
I don't know.
Let's concentrate on the cocktail.
Oh, no. Wait, what are you putting in there now?
An egg white.
Yeah, there you go.
And what are you mixing that with?
The applejack?
Gin, jack, lemon, and a little bit of pomegranate grenadine.
That doesn't sound like that's going to go
well. I add tuna grenadine. Don't do it. Always stick with the pomegranate grenadine. 2 dashes.
You know, you make a lot of good sense there.
This is the Viking brand. I tell you, the Norse. The Norse know pomegranates.
Yeah, well, because they've got the huge pomegranate fields.
You can say that again. Oh, you're
not
going
to? They've got the huge pomegranate fields. That was a dramatic pause.
I'm going to shake this.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, man. And that's Jason shaking again. We really should edit this out. because, or just use stuff from previous episodes. You put that in there.
We should get a professional shaking recording.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be much better.
All right.
So what have you done there? You've shaken it?
I did. I put 1.5 ounces of dry gin, 1/2 ounce of applejack, the juice of 1/2 lemon, an egg white, and 2 dashes of real pomegranate grenadine. In fact, because of the egg white, I'm going to shake it a bit more, because that's when it comes out all frothy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you like the froth. The froth is the whole reason for it. And the mouthfeel.
And the mouthfeel.
Which I just like saying, because it sounds gross.
Yes. All right, gentlemen, look at this. Now this...
Oh, I see. That's the color we were looking for in the first one.
Yes, pink and lovely. It's the secret cocktail.
Pink and loving it.
So look already, we can. This is what sends men and women running away, because it's...
Look at the frothiness, though.
Yes, it's this should be good.
Pretty frothy.
Back over to this guy. This would be a perfect Valentine's Day cocktail.
It is, and you should make it. I mean, really, you should make it. I mean, we say that a lot.
We do. We say it almost every episode.
Mainly because we make a lot of really great drinks, but this one,
you can vouch for it, because you made it just the other night.
I can vouch for it from looks, and I can vouch for it for flavor. If you can get yourself some Applejack. Hopefully you live within an hour's drive of some Applejack.
Of Scobieville.
Or Scobieville, New Jersey.
All right. Now this calls for a lovely photo.
Yeah. Who's going to do that? Oh,
one of you guys.
Fred.
Hopefully Fred.
I'll get some nice light.
I'm Mr. Video.
Are you?
You're Captain Video.
Oh, there you go.
And you finished this drink?
I have.
Oh, excellent. Can I get you anything else tonight, fellas?
That'll just the bill, please.
Yeah, okay. Dip big. Yeah, that looks great. That's, in fact, every Valentine's Day, we should just make this drink again.
Yeah, I'm up for that. So you like the crazy angles?
I do not like the crazy angles. So, no. Yeah. I was just about to say to you, can you stop doing the crazy angles?
I was just going to...
I like the idea of the crazy angles. And sometimes I don't like. Sometimes they're so crazy.
Yeah. It's like the old Batman TV show, you know? I just like to emulate that whenever I can.
Well, a lot of people come up to me on the street.
Yeah?
And they say, what's wrong with you? But
on another topic...
They'll say, "Why the crazy angles on the website?" And I say, "Well, sometimes the pictures are blurry, and only the clear one is the crazy angle one."
That's true. Yeah. And there's a lot of truth in what you say.
Oh no, actually, that wasn't what I was going to say. I was going to say that a lot of people say, "I mean, like your podcast because it's a lot like the old Batman episodes from the '60s." That's a great looking drink. Holy cow!
That is. It's the right amount of foam on the top and then beautiful pink.
It doesn't look like scrambled eggs, like you might think.
No, let's have a sip of this, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to watch and look. Here's Dave's face. Let's see what he does.
I like it.
Yes, he's nodding his head.
I think I would actually go for the secret over the communist.
Wow. What would you do, though, if I told you the real name of the secret cocktail?
What is the real name?
The real name of the secret cocktail is the Pink Lady.
Oh my God, I hate this cocktail.
Oh, it's the worst.
The worst.
Exactly. You've been completely emasculated by having this drink.
No,
right?
Would you like some more history on the...
I would love some history. Just a side order of history, please.
So the Pink Lady, the exact ingredients for the Pink Lady vary, but all variations have the use of gin, grenadine, and egg white. In its most basic form, the Pink Lady consists of just these three ingredients.
Really? And
according to the Royal Café Cocktail Book of 1937, it is made with a glass of gin, a tablespoon of grenadine, and the white of one egg shaken and strained into a glass.
Uh-huh.
Now, lemon juice is added to the basic form as well. And in that case, the Pink Lady is identical to the Clover Club cocktail. Now, some authors argue that the real or original Pink Lady differs from the Clover Club by adding Applejack to the mix, which provides the Pink Lady with its own distinct flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And the writer and bartender Jack Townsend, rather condescendingly, speculated in his 1951 publication, The Bartender's Book, that the very non-threatening appearance of the Pink Lady may have appealed to women who did not have much experience with alcohol. Listen to this guy.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
And it said at one point, the Pink Lady ended up on Esquire's list of the 10 worst cocktails.
Really?
Yeah. But I find it quite pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah.
The hell with you, Jack Townsend.
That's right. No, I made it with, I've got a bottle of bottled egg white.
Ah.
Okay. And it's which is preserved with some sugar syrup. So it's a little sweeter than this one, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's still a bit of tartness. It's certainly not as tart as the communist.
No.
But, you know.
Not so much balanced. And
gentle, like a lady.
And the egg white is... I always think that's cool.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
it's full of protein.
Mm-hmm.
if you were on, like, a keto diet...
Oh, yeah, this would be a good drink for you.
Yes, I want to try a Clover Club now. But I guess the Clover Club, as you're saying, is the same, except it doesn't have Applejack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what he says here.
Let's go back this one.
He says, men, and now most women, would not be caught dead ordering our little secret cocktail, the original Pink Lady. All the Pink Lady did, compared to the Clover Club, was to add some Applejack, which made the drink immeasurably tastier, but not one whit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
It was also just a tad stronger. And the two cocktails were equally pink. He says, now you tell me, who was smarter, the guys or the dolls? Jury is in, the women win. So make this drink correctly for all your friends, but don't tell them the name of the drink until after they've tasted it. Because
I mean, it's tart, but it's still balanced.
Yeah,
it's right. Still, yeah, it plays, all the flavors kind of play well. They don't.
And you think it's the grenadine that gives it the soft sweetness that you need?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, the grenadine's not really that apparent to me, but...
I think it's just the sugar from the grenadine, because I don't think you didn't put enough in there to really get any flavor off of it.
No, just a couple of dashes was all called for it, so I didn't want to, I didn't want to get in any trouble, mister.
I was kind of sloppy, because this was our second cocktail of the night.
Mm.
And the first one was 3 ounces. So.
And the Clover Club bar is in Brooklyn, where we didn't go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
But you can go there. He says that the best place to order either the Clover Club or the secret cocktail is at the Clover Club bar in Brooklyn, New York. The brainchild of one of the greatest visionaries of the bar, Julie Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is interesting. You've wanted to do the secret cocktail for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this here on our final episode is your wish comes true.
What? We have 4 more episodes.
Oh, there we go. That's interesting. I look forward to one day trying this cocktail.
Mm.
With my, look at this. Your bookmark says 3/4 ounce of Applejack.
Oh, what did the recipe call for?
1/2 ounce of Applejack.
Oh, so I upped the Applejack.
Oh, you upped, it's all up the Applejack with you.
Well, I gave my lady a taste of the Pink Lady, and she said, meh.
Really?
No, she wasn't like crazy about it.
I would think.
But she didn't make the Mr. Yuck face.
No, she didn't make the Mr. Yuck face.
So a little simple syrup in that might change the balance a bit.
Mm.
And so she might find it a little bit more pleasant with that.
Yeah, she likes it on the sweeter side.
Yeah.
I expected this to be sweeter than it is.
I did too. So this is not a sweet drink.
No, not really.
You know, if you think the sweet drinks are ladies' drinks, and I don't because I like everything, this would then not
which
be
is a lady. Why you have a problem.
I don't have a problem. Shut up.
Aren't you due at your meeting? Your meeting?
Yeah, they'll start without me. Don't you worry.
They always do.
They always do.
Have we made a boulevardier?
I think we did.
Did we?
I think. I don't have Fred's handy list.
Yes, I don't have the
the list handy.
I'm just looking at the picture. It claims to also be red. So
yeah.
You know, when people say their drinks are red, it seems like it's probably about 50% wrong. Because, I mean, it's...
Yeah, look at that. I mean, it's night and day.
Like capitalism and communism.
It is.
Night and day.
Well, it's starting to grow on me.
Oh.
Communist.
Is it? Or are you just being silly now?
Yeah, I'm just being silly.
Unacceptable.
But, you know, the type of orange would make a big difference, too. I think because of the orange juice, I think it does play a big part of that.
Well, the interesting thing, and this would not happen to our listeners.
It would not, because they're smart.
There's a couple of issues with the ingredients in this drink.
What?
Arsenic?
No. Nothing as bad as that.
No.
But we did a recipe a while ago that called for some orange as a garnish, right?
Right.
Just a peel.
Yeah.
And that's that same orange that I got the juice from.
Oh.
But I did, as I said, I tasted the orange juice. So it tasted like orange juice. Okay. But if it was commercially store-bought orange juice or a fresher orange, would there have been a difference? But it was still very refreshing.
No, but you get a bit of variation from oranges, right? Sometimes you have to get an orange and say, is this a lemon?
Yeah.
And then the cherry brandy is also a loose cannon because it's only 24%, has not been stored in the fridge.
Oh. Mm.
And so there's a chance that its flavor profile isn't 100% cherry.
Oh, okay.
Ish. Which is why I wish I still had the cherry hearing.
Let me do some QC. Well, I've got the next time, let me know. I got some cherry hearing left because it's a staple. It's like bread.
It is like bread.
You've got to have
cherry hearing.
Cherry hearing. And maraschino.
Well, it was funny because I almost asked if you did have cherry hearing.
Yeah.
But when I was texting with old Dave Coyne here, he said no. It calls for cherry brandy.
In brackets it said Ted used cherry. Yeah.
It's still cherry brandy-ish.
That's what I thought.
It's all good.
No, there we go. Now that had the arsenic in it.
Wasted by my own petard.
Yeah.
Hoist upon my old petard?
No, hoisted by.
Hoisted by?
Although I think it is on. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get hoisted on the petard.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah, but I think it is hoisted by your own petard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah. Don't get hoisted by Jean-Luc Picard.
No, that's the worst.
Oh, let me at it. He's got any word on his show yet? Dave and I were talking about it. Have you heard any?
Coming up in the fall. No title yet, but he's busy co-producing and co-writing it.
And he's Jean-Luc Picard.
He's like
a single dad.
He's a single dad, raising a couple of girls.
Shares a house with Bob Saget and John Stamos.
He runs a little winery.
It's going to be just horrible.
So nobody knows. He's not in Starfleet.
He's out of Starfleet.
Boom.
Well, he's secretly quite elderly now, isn't he?
Yeah,
nobody knows.
Because I always think of Jean-Luc Picard as the one from the 80s and into the 90s. But that was several years ago.
It was several years
ago. And he was probably in his 40s, if not into his 50s.
I mean, this is recorded in 2010. So whenever you're listening, it's, he's probably even older now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he will be, in fact, Dave had a funny idea where it was actually more of that, of his life when he was on that, when he was pulled into the, that satellite thing and he lived a life of that dying planet.
Right.
Wouldn't that be funny if that's all it was?
Yeah.
Like the middle when he finally accepted that he lived with this woman. And
the starship thing was all made up. He just screwed it up.
But anyway, that's the story. It seems Jonathan Frakes is involved.
Oh, sure.
I know he's involved because he won't talk about it.
Oh.
Because I can't talk about it when they asked me if he was involved.
He promised it Harry Truman he wouldn't say a thing.
Well, he's a director, so he probably directs, maybe.
He's done the three of the new series, Discovery, already.
Plus The Orville.
Plus The Orville. He's done a crossover.
Yeah.
He just loves science fiction and a paycheck. He's cuckoo for paychecks.
He's cuckoo for money. Yeah, the Thunderbirds thing didn't go as well as he'd hoped, I don't think, for whatever reason.
I don't know what that means.
He directed the Thunderbirds movie.
Did they have a Thunderbirds movie?
See? That's how badly it did.
Hmm. Did it actually come out, or was it a direct-to-video thing?
It came out, and even I haven't seen it. I was a huge Thunderbirds fan as a kid.
Now, for our listeners...
Oh, yeah, because you might be American.
This is the super Marionation kind of stuff?
Yes, that's right.
I found them creepy.
Yes, they are very creepy.
They were great. I couldn't get enough of them.
No, you're weird. No, they were creepy.
Like Joe 90?
Because they were all blinking eyes and their mouths moved and they're all...
Just like people.
Just like people, but not people.
Automatons.
clearly
people. But that was on in the United States, was it not?
Well, it was made by the Andersons and made in England.
Right.
I mean, they may have seen it in the same way that they saw Monty Python 10 years later.
Well, what was the other one? Fireball XL5?
Fireball XL5.
No, that was on the
Supercar.
Supercar was on the States, I think.
Maybe.
I think you're underestimating our American friends.
Joe 90, Captain Scarlet.
Yeah, it was like a thriving industry, the super marionation.
They've been in for like 20 years, I think. And they had something else even before Supercar, but I can't remember what.
And I've seen a sketch with Peter Cook and Dudley Moore with strings attached.
Yes, I seem to recall that sketch too. Yeah.
That would be brilliant. We should put a link to that. Link to that on YouTube at the end of our episode.
And then in more recent years, the South Park boys did Super Troopers or Super something, right?
That's right.
And they did a Super Marionation,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically. And they said it was really, really hard because they get all tangled up, I think.
You're working with strings, multiple strings.
Hire professionals to do that.
I think maybe they did, but even the professionals were still...
No, the professionals, the Anderson family, or couple, there was two of them, I think.
Oh, that was your strength. You had to have the magnificent...
The people
Andersons.
That have been doing it for 25 years.
I think they also ended up like...
Probably dead.
They probably are dead. But I think they made them have sex and stuff too, though. And so the marionettes should not... That's going to...
It'll complicate things no matter what.
Exactly. Hmm. I mean, Muppets can do it because they only have
hand sticks. Oh, sure. You can talk to them like this.
But, Super marionation.
Mm-hmm. So the wave of the future.
And so the Jonathan Frakes project was super marionettes again, or was it?
No, it was people, and they're even worse.
Yeah, they're more difficult to control.
Oh, sure. You think strings are bad.
Yeah.
Now, it must not have been released in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Or locally, because you would have gone out opening night and seen it.
No, because it had already gone sort of, the reviews were tepid. Tepid, I say.
You can't go by reviews.
I know.
Sometimes it's a passion thing, and you love it no matter how bad it is.
I know. I just couldn't do it.
But you're going to do it.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Oh, you see, you should have done it.
I know. I should have done it. Now I feel bad.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
So if you're going to ask, would I order this again?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would order this again.
Right. Twice in one night.
Well, no, maybe not twice in one night.
But that would be your signature drink when you went back to the place.
Yeah, I know you would, because you're such a pink lady.
Wow.
See, now I guess Dave isn't hosting the Oscars either.
But I'd only order it as the secret cocktail.
Yeah.
That's right. Can I have the secret cocktail, please?
What's that? No idea. So it's a bartender?
Let me write it down. Yeah. They say, that's a...
Shut up. Sit here.
The guy says, we don't have Applejack. And just, don't even say what's in it. Just go make it. I don't have this.
Look, I just have the foam left.
Yeah, that's where all the flavor is. That's where most of your protein is.
But it's harder to get the foam to your lips.
Yes, it should be served with a tiny straw or a little creature that kicks it out into your mouth.
Little tiny feet.
Yeah.
Like a sea monkey?
Like a sea monkey. Maybe a shrew. A shrew with a diving mask.
Oh, okay.
Or an unborn chicken.
Or an unborn chicken.
What?
Take
Yeah, so we had the straight sling, and then we had secret pink ladies.
Pink lady chaser. So everybody at home should make a pink lady because it's the clear winner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Adjust the sugar to taste. If you don't like it, if it's a little too tart, don't throw it out. Whatever you do,
for God's sake. Don't throw it out.
Just add a little sugar water. Sugar, you got some simple syrup in the fridge. If you're making these drinks, you must have a bottle of simple syrup.
And if you don't, it takes 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No time at all.
With sugar and water.
Even first time I told you. Dunk off like me can make.
I asked Laura to do it. She said, I have to. It's. And then now she's just. I turn around and she's made another gallon of simple syrup. It's just. Mm. It's like we should bottle this stuff.
Yeah, cottage industry.
Oh, yeah.
Have the tax people come around to your place.
What?
Yeah, it's idiot proof.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'd love people to have simple syrup. They're called hummingbirds.
She also makes it for hummingbirds.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, little tiny bottles because they can only carry so much.
Yes. What if it was a European sparrow?
A European sparrow?
Was it a sparrow or a starling?
Starling.
Starling could carry it.
Yeah. Yes, the coconuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could have grasped it by the husk.
Yeah, clearly.
Why are you looking to me? You guys are looking at me like I'm supposed to.
Yes, it's your turn now.
I'm supposed to mediate here.
No.
At least you knuckleheads.
You're supposed to join in. Come up with a bon mot. Monty Python reference.
I was going to bring up the fact the last podcast, you kind of threw down the gauntlet saying, If we don't get 30 comments on our blog, that's it. We're out.
By the way, I want that gauntlet back. You're throwing it all over the place.
I know. It's chipped.
It's no good to you. It's useless. It's only a ceremonial gauntlet.
You're causing a lot of damage.
And the gauntlet is still down.
Is it?
People can still save this podcast. We had somebody named Fan wrote in, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
Bob wrote in.
Your Uncle Bob?
I don't know. Just Bob. But somebody took the time to leave the comment.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hayden, the Kiwi listener, who I assume is actually in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Great.
I mean, it could be someone that doesn't live in New Zealand, but there's still be a Kiwi. Mm. But I think he's in New Zealand.
Yeah. Let's go with it.
Because of the time zone?
Yeah, he sounded like it was tomorrow, but 4 hours behind us.
He signed up for our newsletter, too.
He signed up to our newsletter.
Which will be coming out fairly soon.
Good.
Is this our first newsletter?
No, this is our third. Third or fourth, I think.
Wow, what's in the newsletter so people know what they're getting?
Are we having a little get-together? A little picnic?
No. No, we're not.
Not that kind of newsletter?
It's not an intercompany, departmental newsletter.
Oh, okay. No, this is a different one.
No, this is...
What's this got in it?
Well, have you signed up for it?
I thought Fred did sign up.
I thought Fred did sign up. Well, I guess you're not checking
What's on the third one? That's why I want to know what's coming up.
Well, I don't know.
You don't want to say?
I'm not going to ruin the surprise.
But anyway, our listener Hayden signed up for the newsletter, left a lovely comment, said, I like the show and I don't want it to go away.
Oh.
And so we did a ceremonial haka at the beginning of the show.
Hopefully he's a rugby fan.
Yeah.
Is he a rugby fan?
I don't know.
He's a cocktail fan. That's all I need to know.
Anybody I've talked to from New Zealand,
yes,
and I've talked to a few, is that they are fantastic, friendly, lovely people.
Oh, yeah.
And they all love everything that they all love, which is the Maori All Blacks, a Flight of the Conchords.
Mm-hmm.
They insist that you see what we did in the shadows, what we do in the shadows. They want you to see the Lair of the Wilden People. I don't know. I forget what it's called. There's a movie. They're funny. There's a new movie coming out on Netflix called The Breaker Uppers or something.
Really?
Same people. And everybody in New Zealand loves all of the same stuff, and they want you to love it, too.
I think you have to list those movies also at the end of the
year. And Sir Edmund Hillary.
Is he New Zealand?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
That's from New Zealand.
Well, they should be touting him.
They should be talking him up.
Now, I don't know how they feel about The Lord of the Rings.
I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I think they feel pretty good about it because a lot of people go there to say, where did you film The Lord of the Rings?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But just over here.
But wouldn't you get enough of that?
Well, they get enough of that.
Oh, okay.
They get too much of it. Or maybe just the right amount. I'm not sure. But they get a lot of it.
There was a story that I think I heard about a New Zealander.
Oh, yeah?
Or somebody visiting New Zealand from Canada.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's about how nice they are.
Oh.
They had gone down to the waterfront area. Maybe they were fishing? I forget.
Okay.
There was a guy fishing anyway, a New Zealander. And they couldn't get their rental car started or something.
Yeah.
And he said, you can't get your car started? Well, here, you guys take my car, go into town, straighten it out with the rental people. I'm going to be fishing anyway. And they were like, well, you can't take your car. And he said, yeah, take my car.
Where are you going to go? We're on an island. I'll find you.
Yeah. I'm not using it.
Yeah.
And so they were, okay. And of course, they took it into town and beat the shit out of it.
Set the tires.
The blocks. The tranny was out. Well, they went. Then they got the rental car. And then they came back together in the two cars and then took the other car away.
Yeah.
But they were there. And there was another story about somebody that was filming in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And said, the people in New Zealand are so nice.
Yeah.
This is an American. Right. I think it was, it doesn't matter. I know who it is, but it doesn't matter. I forget his name. And he said that if you go into the store and somebody in New Zealand says to you, hey, how you doing? They really want to know how you're doing.
No.
They don't want you to go,
fine,
thanks, and you.
Yeah.
It's like, no, but elaborate.
Yeah.
And what are you doing later on?
Yeah.
And then they want to, you know, say, what do you have plans for the day?
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, yeah, well, we're just visiting. Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
They want to know. They're friendly. They're ready to talk. People think Canadians are nice.
Yeah.
Canadians are awful.
Oh, the
New Zealanders are nice.
Yeah, they're the nice ones.
Yes. Hence, he left a comment.
Yeah.
So we got three comments out of the 35 that we require. So keep your cards and letters coming, folks.
So when I was in university, that was a pass.
Well, that's community college.
Well, true. Good point.
We did have a comment directly for you, Jason, on our Facebook page.
Really?
That's yes. right, because we got Facebook, we've got Instagram, we've got YouTube.
We got our website.
Yeah, the website. So we got four places people can leave comments. Yeah. They can just go crazy.
Well, this was left for Jason after I put the video of us, or you, making the French kiss. Are you familiar with a certain Holly Como?
I am familiar with Holly Como. She sponsored one of our episodes.
Oh, she did, yeah. Yeah. I'm still waiting for that check, though, I think, aren't
yeah,
we?
Exactly.
Well, after watching the video of you making the yeah. French kiss, she said, I would die of thirst waiting for you to make me a drink, Jason.
Yeah, and well, that kind of comment
that is keep that going.
That's right. That takes away one of the dozen of the three.
It cancels out.
That's right.
No, well, I think it's Holly. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
And she does not like a chilled drink, apparently.
Well, make her a nice warm cocktail next time you see her. Where's the ice? You don't have time for ice, Holly.
Right, here's the bottle and a funnel.
Yes, I had a vodka martini at a restaurant that way. Warm glass and a vodka martini. Glug, glug, glug. There you go. But what? Okay, it's only $5, but still.
Mm-hmm. You've ordered the weirdest drink on the menu, sir. I don't think I did. Do you work here?
You said a vodka martini. Yeah, well, here's your vodka. Glug, glug, glug. Here's the martini. Vodka martini.
Huh? That's right.
No, it's room temperature. It's just a...
You want mustard? All right, so the comments are coming in. But keep your comments coming
in. Oh, yeah, don't stop.
To our www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com.
That just rattles
It's
off.
The blog post. Yeah. It's where the recipes are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen to the show.
And you can listen to the show right there.
Yeah.
And there's pithy comments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not as pithy as they used to be.
What, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I got pithed.
Are you Brad Pitt?
I'm Brad Pitt.
Wow.
But still, now there's going to be links to other things.
There may be links.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And in the end of last episode, I put that full version of the song on there, as you requested.
Yeah. Yes, I got to listen. Very nice. Sorry, I'm only partway through, so I have to listen. Next week, I'll listen to the whole episode. Then I'll listen to this episode, because it's coming up pretty quick.
It
well,
should
of
be.
Of course, if you're listening to it, obviously it's already up.
That's right. If you're listening to this right now... It's up.
You don't have to wait any longer because you're hearing it.
You're enjoying it now.
Time travel is so confusing.
I know. You can't mess with the whole continuum.
Yeah. Mm. Am I in the future or am I in the past? I can't tell anymore.
Judging by how you're dressed.
What?
We don't know.
No.
Because I didn't say it was the future or the past.
That's right.
Before we wind up, did you want to share your uncle's story?
Oh, for communism.
Because of communism. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. I had an uncle. Mm-hmm. I still have him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll remain nameless.
Good for you.
And I'm going to get parts of the story wrong, and so I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And
leave a comment.
You've got a bunch of uncles that will correct you.
That's right. But he had a tabletop soccer league. It was a little
like
game.
A foosball.
Foosball? Smaller than a foosball.
Oh, smaller than a
little
foosball.
Little tiny soldiers?
Nope. I believe that the table has little indents in it. And you sort of hit a button and it kind of kicks it from indent to indent, I think is how this
really?
Works. I know, and I might be wrong. It might be more like the hockey tables that we had.
Okay.
Where there was a swing. But for some reason, I don't think it's that. I think it's a special... Mm. Oh, yeah, Google soccer table games and you'll find the one that my uncle had. That's not the important part of
the story. Oh, okay, because I wanted to figure out how that worked.
Well, the important part of the story was that everybody chose a team to be.
Right.
And my uncle really liked the uniforms mm-hmm. of the East German team.
Sure. They're flashy.
They were flashy. I don't know what they looked like,
mm-hmm.
and this was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
This is the 80s. Back when East Germany was around.
Yellow and black, maybe?
They might have been yellow and black. You seem to know an awful lot about it.
No, nothing. No, never mind.
I think you're going to get a little visit from somebody in the future, too. So everybody was able to get jerseys for themselves mm-hmm. because they were mm-hmm. more easier to get. And so my uncle,
mm-hmm.
well, what the heck? He wrote a letter to the East German soccer people.
Oh, good.
And said, I think he probably said, we have a little funny league. We all get together on Tuesday nights and play. We all have our jerseys. Is there any way I can buy a jersey of your team so that I can wear the jersey of the East German team?
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a package in the mail.
Yeah.
He got a jersey.
Yeah.
He got an autographed photo of the team.
Wow.
He got like the ultimate fan package
from
the East Germans. And then a couple of days later, he got a visit from the secret police of Canada, CSIS, who were interested as to why he was writing to these Germans.
They didn't like that too much.
They were just concerned.
Is he able to get a passport now?
He can get a passport. He explained that he had the... They said, why did you want this? He says, because we play this soccer tabletop game. And he showed them the game. And they were like, oh, yeah. And he also made a little, like a stats sheet that everybody got so they could keep up with that. And the one guy said, as he sort of thumbed the pages, what's the run on this? And he said, I don't know, 7?
Like he was distributing communist pamphlets,
all over the place.
Yeah, turn on the back, it's all about Karl Marx.
Or it's in code or something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, he was kind of impressed, number one, that the CSIS...
They somehow intervened on his package.
Yes, they were able to come in that fast, but they were assured that there was nothing nefarious going on.
Wow.
And they got a nice jersey out of the deal.
Yeah.
And then
and a great story.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then years later, the story gets better.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know this, communism didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, it's what I hear.
At least in its old form.
Yeah.
In its national form.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germanies, they formed into became one country again.
Yeah. That could be pronounced.
So
that's the happy ending.
So they're winding up.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. My uncle gets a call from the East German guy.
Right.
The coach?
Not the coach.
Oh.
It must have been like the local guy, the consulate guy.
Oh, okay.
It's about a consulate guy. Maybe he was somehow involved. See, that's why the story isn't great. The story's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he says, well, we're closing up shop because the country don't exist no more.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be going back to Germany, I guess we're going to call it. And...
you want the rest of the uniforms?
That's right. So
you got this jock strap. You want it?
That's 30 complete outfits. No. He came for a visit.
Oh.
Maybe he was in Ottawa.
Okay.
I don't know. He was a high-up guy. Mm-hmm. He came with a guy that was
His handler?
Yes, a little bit more East German secret police, Russian secret police than he was.
His name Vladimir?
Don't know. But they had a nice visit and a tour around Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then they went away. And then a couple of days later, my uncle got a visit.
From CSIS?
From CSIS.
What are you doing driving around these Germans?
Yeah, that's right. And again, he had to explain, you remember the soccer thing?
That was 15 years ago.
It's separate, it's fine, they're going back. They're not anybody anyway.
Yeah.
What do you care?
They're German now.
They're German. They're all
Germans.
Communism is dead. Wow.
I don't think I want to know what your uncle's with this. Just associating with him could cause me problems.
Maybe it's not an uncle. Maybe I'm going to edit this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's a guy I know.
Some guy you used to
friend's
work
uncle.
With.
Yeah.
Mm.
But say it was Mike.
Yeah.
And they'll Mike say, Mike who? This Mike. Just ask Mike. Around.
His name was Mike.
We know a lot of Mikes.
Mm-hmm.
With soccer boards?
Yeah.
Tougher.
Maybe.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So there's a little communism story. I have other ones, too, but I'm not going
to... Oh, not for today?
Not for today.
Yeah, people have to, send us comments if they want more stories.
Yeah.
These things aren't free,
And even at that, I might not be allowed to give out any stories.
Oh, really?
I might not be able to get allowed for this story.
Change the names.
I'm not using any names.
Oh, that's right. You're not. So it should be fine.
Well, it should, but I mean, if you were a detective, you could probably...
Oh, I guess.
How many uncles do I have?
Yeah, but sometimes you can have like a friend of your father and call him an uncle.
That's who this was.
Yeah,
you're right.
When you say uncle, you mean like the guy that came by, they said, this is your uncle.
Yeah, this is old Uncle
Sal.
Yeah, Uncle Sal. This is Uncle Sal.
Yeah.
You're right. That's who
he's not really your uncle.
Isn't that blood?
No. He's just a guy.
A family friend that we were close to.
Yeah, he worked with at the mill.
Yeah. And not even that long.
No. He was there for 2 weeks and then he got a job at the other mill.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really want to find a picture of this soccer board. I have to look that up.
I'm trying to remember how many mills there used to be in White Rock. I know there's at least one.
They're pronounced milliliters.
Oh,
yeah. Don't go all shorthand.
Well, this has been a wonderful episode.
You think?
It is.
And communism always puts a spin on comedy, doesn't it?
And it's so wonderful that it wouldn't be hard. Well, upon listening to it, to go to www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com and just leave a comment that says, I like the show, and I don't want it to go away.
Yeah, if you like a drink, if you like a flavor, Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't know drinks. So I don't. How am I going to know a drink? I'm just starting out. What kind of flavor do you like? Say, I like something with cinnamon or licorice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work with that.
Sure.
Spruce. Maybe. More spruce. This show is great, but it needs more spruce.
Maybe we got to find a drink that has a kiwi in it for our New Zealand listeners.
Yeah.
And then we'll get more New Zealand
listeners.
See,
now this is a thing.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yes.
You should bring that up.
I'm sure it is. I'm a fascinating conversationalist.
Well, did they have bars in New Zealand?
Oh, they got nothing but bars in New Zealand.
Do you think they make cocktails there?
Oh, they make cocktails in New Zealand.
Like, just since the 80s? Do you think it goes back further?
Oh, probably even before the country went bankrupt.
I'm just thinking, you know, because you think now, you look at the history of cocktails here in these books, nobody talks about kiwi juice.
Mm.
Well, because there wasn't any. But in New Zealand...
Right.
They probably have cocktails that are specific to New Zealand. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
All right. You hear that, Hayden? Post a kiwi cocktail.
I don't know that they had prohibition there. I don't know the history of New Zealand. I got to get on the Wikipedia away. Get the truth. Get the facts straight.
Yeah. Mm.
But clearly they were making drinks there and in Australia as well.
Yeah.
But you just don't hear about it. You talk about... the books and everything, they talk about America. They don't talk about Canada really at all, but they talk about America and France and England. And that's where the cocktails were.
Mm.
And mainly the US, but I'm sure at some point they were making mixed drinks in New Zealand with local ingredients and that we would probably not be able to replicate here. Except for kiwi juice, because you can get a kiwi anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go. They hand them to you as soon as you get
them. Oh, yeah. No, it's welcome to...
it's treated as currency.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I was going to say something about that, but I'm afraid... do they even grow them there anymore? Is there Costa Rica where all the kiwis come from? Some ridiculous, stupid thing has happened. And the kiwis come from South America.
They probably also have them in New Zealand.
They probably do, and they're probably better. Like when Dave has pineapple in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Hawaiian pineapple beats anything from Costa Rica.
Right.
Costa Rica.
The kiwis from New Zealand are as big as a guinea pig.
Yeah.
And their guinea pigs are as big as...
There's pineapples.
They're pineapples. They don't get them.
Their pineapples are as huge as a small car. Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, they're just loaded with juice. Mm-hmm. Like, if you even go near a kiwi in New Zealand, it's grains, juice, and seed everywhere.
Mm.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'd always be refreshed.
And sticky. Slightly sticky.
I'm always slightly sticky.
But a New Zealander will give you the shirt off his back because he says it.
Or in his car.
Yeah, never mind his shirt. His car.
The shirt's in the car.
You can have that too.
You can have that too.
You look a little sweaty.
That's right.
I got a clean shirt in there. Put that on. So I'm going to be going to the Science of the Cocktails later in the week.
Excellent. You're going to give us a full report.
I'm going to try. I'll do my best. I've never looked at any of my reports from past ones because they're embarrassing.
But
I'll try again.
Pace your drinking.
I do.
Or just pace.
I'll pace. What's
with that guy?
I'm going to try and post some stuff, which I think I've done in the past. But I'll try. Well, I can't. I'll post them and we'll figure it out.
You're doing a live stream.
I'll live stream. If they don't show me where the washroom is, I'm going to live stream wherever I'm standing.
And that's science. That's just science.
That's just science.
I can't help you there.
Nothing to do. Yeah, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So give that a whirl.
There you go. And visit us at our various social media sites. Sorry, I had to squint there for a second.
Yeah, you did.
Trying to remember the Instagram is one.
I think it's a grenadine. It's a Viking grenadine.
Oh, yeah.
It hits you right in the head.
And sodium benzoate. You're deathly allergic.
Of course.
Oh, we didn't mention that. Sorry about that.
Yes, our social media accounts. Instagram is Cocktail Podcast. Facebook is Cocktail Gents. And YouTube, you can just go to the search and type in Gentlemen
of YouTube
Cocktail
people.
Yes.
And plus, there is an email on our website.
Yes.
You don't have we'll also accept that if you want to save the place. You don't have to post. You're private about posting. Send an email.
Yeah. Where's that?
It's on
the
our
contact page
on our website.
You don't remember?
Yeah, it's gelweb99@gmail.com, Mr. Know-it-all.
I'm a bit of a completist.
Yeah.
You know, you listed everything else.
I thought you were an elitist.
I'm also that.
The completest elitist, or the elitist completist.
Yes. Don't tell me about elitists.
And Dave is the cutest Buddhist, and I am... Johnny Sunshine. Little Johnny Sunshine.
Yeah, Johnny? Another day of work.
I guess so. So it's time for us to wrap up this episode.
Is it? How can you tell?
I don't know.
You got to go home and eat.
I got to go
home.
But it, thank you for the people that do listen in, and thank you for your comments that you did leave. It gives us faith to know that we're not shouting into the darkness.
Yeah, and it makes things interesting.
Yeah. Check out our fellow podcasters, but only the people that I've said. My cousin Dave.
Yeah, just
Sneaky Dragon.
The only everybody one. Else forget about.
Yeah. And his Tintin podcast and his Marx Brothers podcast. And the Beatles podcast. My cousin has 4 podcasts.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Does he
5.
Does he have a job?
He has a job, too.
What is it?
He curates podcasts.
Of course he does.
Oh, he's got a job. He's in a warehouse situation.
Oh, so he's got time to make podcasts.
He's a madam in a warehouse. Am I saying that right? I don't know. I'll check the spelling.
I think you're close.
There's a new Beatles movie coming soon.
New Beatles movie?
A what now?
Another Beatles movie. By Sir Peter Jackson.
A harder day's night.
You thought last day's night was.
Now it's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
But
what are they going to tell us now?
Oh, it's supposedly some never before seen footage from January 1969. It's never been released.
Just month,
like the Ron Howard film, never before released footage. I don't know. Maybe we'd have to check with, you know, who or. Beatles mentor.
That's right. Or perhaps our New Zealand connection can give us a Peter Jackson
angle. He's got the insight on Peter.
But stay tuned.
Okay. Well, I'll probably go see it.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Jackson has some World War I film out right now.
Yes, it was hard to see. Not hard to see. It's very clear.
Oh,
is
good.
What I mean.
I thought he'd use shitty lenses.
But they said, it's coming, so we're re-releasing it. I didn't even know they'd released it once.
Yeah.
And they said, January 19th. 4 in the afternoon. It was a Monday.
Yeah. Art house cinema somewhere?
Here in Langley. Mm. And I think Richmond. But it's like, why? Or 10 o'clock at night.
Mm.
I think 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 at night. So if you really want to see it.
Right. We coincide when we drain the Slurpee machine at the theater. It's quiet time, so we're showing this. World War One footage, but it's been colorized.
And they've added sound. Oh, I saw... Wait, did you see the previews?
I've seen previews, yes.
I mean, it's magic. I mean,
yes,
it's like,
it is.
It's scary. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Makes you want to have a war right now.
Oh, I want to have a war. I want to just take my tank and run over everything. Yeah. But, it looks fascinating.
What's it called?
World War One.
Lest we let them.
Lest we forget or something like that? Let them not be forgotten?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You know, for the love of game. It's as memorable as for the love of game.
Mm.
Is he going to be reenacting a lot of stuff? He's going to digitally redo.
He's playing all 4 of the Beatles. He'll be doing his impersonations. John and Ringo and,
Peter
I don't know. It's a documentary and it's supposedly them in the studio.
I liked the Ron Howard one. It was okay.
It was fine.
It was, not groundbreaking.
But
it was very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and it was, it did that. It was, they shall not grow old.
Oh, they and yet they did. A lot of them died, too. That's the idea, right? The ones that died didn't get to grow old.
No, they
didn't. That's right. It's a ripoff.
Yeah.
War's a ripoff, folks. There, I said it.
Nope.
I don't mind being controversial.
War's a ripoff. It's no good for you. Bad for your health.
Yeah. Good for the economy.
No, it is good for the economy, though. I'll give that.
But I'm not. I'm not being pro-war.
I think that's the point you're trying to make. if your economy is sagging, have a war. And things will turn around. For some people.
Right.
Yeah. But, I'm exhausted.
The secret is you have a cup of coffee just before you leave work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or 2 drinks when you get
I gotta have the coffee and you guys have the drinks.
Yeah.
And when you go out, here's the wrap-up. When you go out for coffee or drinks,
mm-hmm.
there's people out there that are busting their hump to make sure that you're having a good time.
They sure are.
They don't want to be yelled at. No. They're fellow human beings, for crying out loud.
They don't want to be yelled at.
They're fellow comrades.
That's right.
You've got to reward them.
Hello, comrade.
Just because they're servers doesn't mean they're your servants.
Servant.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
So show some respect.
Yeah.
And
for the common worker.
For the proletariat.
Yeah.
Reach into your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out your rubles. Mm-hmm. Your tired masses yearning to breathe free. Oh, you got a sound effect?
Yeah, I got a nickel.
Well, if I had a nickel for every time Fred said he had a nickel, I'd have a nickel. And I would take that nickel.
Yeah. And
I would give it to people that had served me.
Yeah.
Because a gentleman of elegant leisure always
tips big. A nickel?
That's not such a big tip.
You know, it's a thought that counts.